The Commit director, Todd Williams, led off the presentation of this year's numbers with graphs and stats, showing that students are doing better in math and science in fourth and eighth grade, and worse at being ready for college and staying in college. He and dozens of others addressed educators and philanthropists at the Dallas City Performance Hall on Tuesday night.
We're not here to admire the size of the problem. It's really to talk about and use the data to create a sense of urgency.
When Commit started this scorecard 3 years ago, its first step was to measure how students were doing across the county, from Coppell to Dallas to Cedar Hill. No more feel-good stories about overcoming the odds. They wanted to know the odds. First up, Larry James of City Square.
9 out of 10 students in DISD qualify for free and reduced lunch.
We are a majority-minority city. You can see on this slide, 22% African-American, 32% white, and 39%
Half of Dallas County children are ready for kindergarten, and 14% are prepared for college success.
70% of my students have expected family contributions of zero.
That's Michael Sorrell of Paul Quinn College, and before him, Susan Hoff of the United Way and Alfreda Norman of the Dallas Federal Reserve. Data is sometimes used as a bludgeon in education. Superintendents are fired and schools get failing grades and money is taken away. Commit plans instead to put more money and focus in problem areas. Again and again, speakers came back to early childhood education. Susan Hoff called on the Texas legislature to give every kid a full day of pre-K.
Each dollar that we invest before a child enters kindergarten returns approximately 7 times that through better grade progression and achievement, along with later outcomes, including higher levels in employment, less dependent on public assistance, and less involvement with the criminal justice system.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings asked people to simply care more about the city's kids and schools. Apathy got us to this point, he said.
We were in many ways creating a death spiral between the haves and the have-nots in the city for those that didn't have education.
While he's not really in charge of the city's schools, he does have a motto for them: no excuses, no whining. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.